So, if you're planning a trip or even going out to grab a meal, today there's often one place on the internet that you visit in order to find the hottest and highest quality of locations, and that's TripAdvisor. And it just so happens that their headquarters are actually located right along Route 95 in Needham, Massachusetts. And if you haven't seen it yet, it is amongst the coolest business campuses I have ever seen, certainly in New England, maybe nationwide. Today, joining us from TripAdvisor is Gerard Murphy, Director of Restaurant Products for TripAdvisor. Gerard, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
That's great.
And I can say, absolutely, it's one of the best campuses.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, I've yet to see anything in New England.
I've gained a lot of weight from eating the free lunches. That's for sure.
Well, it doesn't show. We're on radio. Believe me, it doesn't show out there. All right, Gerard, if you would, tell me about how much time TripAdvisor is spending on the food and beverage industry, as part of the overall hospitality industry, if you would.
I mean, it's a big part of what we do at TripAdvisor. I mean, we have over 400 million unique visitors a month, and 150 million visitors last month shopped for restaurants. It's a growing portion of our business, which is, you know, it's just a humbling scale to go to work every day and say what you do affects millions of people. It's also changing a lot with the shift to mobile. So as more people search on their, you know, handheld devices, and they're using our app, they're using mobile web to search for restaurants near me, the percentage of our restaurant traffic is also growing. And that's one of the biggest shifts we see in the hospitality industry in general, is just a shift to mobile and how many people are searching for restaurants near me right now.
Yeah. So you're on the cutting edge of this. So tell me, what do you see as some of the current restaurant industry trends as you see them right now out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of trends with quick service restaurants and other stuff that I just, you know, let somebody else comment on. But from my standpoint on the web, it's mostly about mobile devices. It's about, you know, people making decisions in real time. So what we've seen is really a shift for people who are making restaurant reservations to booking it a couple of days in advance to making it a couple of minutes in advance. And that trend has just escalated. So people are saying, you know, I'm not just looking for a dinner on, it's Wednesday night, I'm looking for a Friday night reservation. It's Friday at 7:30 and they're looking for an 8 o'clock reservation. We also find that people are eating out more. So 53% of dining decisions, according to our research, are happening on the fly. Like, people are just saying, like, do you want to go out to dinner tonight, hon? And then they're saying, like, yep, let's go to dinner. It used to be that dining happened more for special occasions. It happened more for special events. It happened more around anniversaries or birthdays. And now people are just flat out saying, like, I want to go to dinner tonight. I have my phone in front of me. How do I find a great restaurant near me?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, since the early 1980s, the percentage of the dining dollar that is spent on food away from home,
yep,
has grown from the low 20s to, and for now, I think it's been about 12 quarters, it's been at about 51% of the dining dollar spent away from home. So
yeah,
there's no doubt
just,
that
I just
that
heard
happens.
The same statistic where it just flipped over 50%, where people are spending more money on food outside of the home than they are inside of the home. I mean, there's also trends going on with supermarket ready-made meals and Amazon's push into Whole Foods, but that's a different trend.
That's a whole different trend. Yeah, that we could spend hours
on that one, for sure.
You know, obviously today we're hearing a lot about artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning. How does this play a role in the restaurant industry?
I mean, machine learning, which sounds a lot less scary than artificial intelligence. I mean, I can tell you, we control the computers there. Yeah. It's we know the algorithms fairly well. Where machine learning works well is when you have a lot of big data. And you have lots of information and lots of inputs, and you can turn that into insights that you wouldn't gather yourself. And so at TripAdvisor, when we have, you know, hundreds of millions of reviews about restaurants around the world, this is a huge opportunity for us. And so I have one thing that we're doing live this week that I'd love to just sort of tell you about, where we're looking at the photos that restaurants use as their cover photo, which is the first photo that a person would see when they're looking at a restaurant. And unfortunately, a lot of owners don't claim their listing. It's a free thing that all owners should do, but some of them don't. And so we have had to choose a photo for their restaurant to represent their restaurant. Now, again, any restaurant owner can choose it and change that, but when they haven't done it, we choose it for them. So we've now done a machine learning algorithm that looks at the attractiveness of photos. So we're actually saying, like, is this a good photo or a bad photo? And we're replacing the ones that the computer has told us bad with ones that the computer has told us is good. And at TripAdvisor, we do a lot of testing. And so we did a 50-50, what we call a slice test. So half the audience who comes to our website would see the previous photo that was there for maybe years. And some of them would see the what the computer has said is a better photo. And we found that engagement is up significantly for the photos that were where the computer just said this is a better photo. Personally, I'd love to go in and select photos for the 4.2 million plus restaurants on TripAdvisor, but I don't think I have enough time.
Yeah.
So letting the computer do this is a really good way.
Well, that's a huge advantage. But let's go back to what you said, though. How does a restaurateur choose that picture? I mean, you said they have that ability.
They absolutely.
I think a lot of them might not know that, as evidenced by the fact that you're not happy with the pictures that it is. So how do they choose?
They can. Any restaurant owner can come in and go to tripadvisor.com/owners. Or they can find their own restaurant on TripAdvisor and say claim their listing. They can then go through a very quick verification process, which is really just meant to protect them as an owner, where they can say this is the phone number that's for the website, etc. Then they will go in and they can use our really, really easy to use tools to just drag and drop a photo and say this is the photo that I want to represent my restaurant. They can do the same thing with opening hours and what cuisines they serve and what their price range is. We really want to encourage restaurant owners to interact with our platform, give us more data that we can then verify with consumers to make sure that we're giving the best possible experience for restaurant diners.
Wow. All right, so restaurants, so far you've said to me I can jump on TripAdvisor, I can end up with a reservation on the go, right?
Yep, so we have in the US we have an integration with OpenTable, so that you can click on a button, go right in to make an OpenTable reservation. Actually, I never have to leave TripAdvisor to do that. We do it right in line. In Europe, which I know this is an international podcast, we own a company called La Fourchette or El Tenedor or The Fork, and they are the OpenTable of Europe, and so you can make a reservation directly using their software.
Okay.
Countries around the world. We have Gnavi in Japan. We have Book a Table in the UK. We have, I think, 9 commerce partners right now where we're doing this. We also have a couple of delivery partners with Deliveroo and Grubhub that we're working with to get you delivery food. So you can make reservations, you can make deliveries, you can find great restaurants, you can leave reviews, you can see great photos. There's, you know, lots of things you can do on a TripAdvisor page.
Wow. That's great. I mean, is there any, and again, we've touched on this, but I don't want to leave it. Is there any other, because I think we have probably a lot of restaurateurs, are there any other online listing platforms, like, you know, not only yourself, but others? Is there any other learnings that a restaurateur can have from what I can do with this?
I mean, while we're on the subject of images, what we found is that if any restaurant owner uploads one image, so just puts in an image that they want to represent their company, their business, they had a 44% increase in page interactions. And that's according to our dining engagement study, which is free on our website. You can Google it, find it. And just a little bit of time can make that restaurant's listing just better. And that's a free product. We're just saying, like,
we
just
love free.
Yeah, free is good. Free is good. Yeah, we want to encourage, like, you use free products. I know you and I talked about this, Bob, but, you know, I've never been a restaurant owner, but I've been a small business owner, and I loved free products when I was a small business owner, right? Like, I've had trouble making payroll. I feel the pain of a restaurant owner. I really do. And so, like, free products are awesome. If they are getting a lot of engagement from TripAdvisor's free products, there are paid options for them. They can utilize some of our page enhancements features, so they can get free video. They can get videos. They can get the ability to feature reviews. They can get the ability to select their top 3 reasons of why diners should choose there. So we do have some paid options, but start with the free and you get a lot of benefit from the free.
So, hey, listen, you know, if free works and then you enhance it, that gives each individual owner the opportunity to really customize what they're getting out of this partnership.
Absolutely. And put their business in the best light, which is really what we want to do. We want to help the restaurant owner attract the right customer at the right time for the right moment. And if we do that, we have this awesome balance of providing the customer with a great dining experience and having the owner have a great customer, and that when I go home at night, like that's what makes me happy.
That's cool. Is there any other insights that you've been able to gather and you picked up on a few of these from diners browsing TripAdvisor restaurant listings that might help restaurateurs?
I mean, I think one interesting thing more for your audience around the big data point is how we look at different restaurant filters. So restaurants are fundamentally different from hotels in a lot of ways. When you're looking for a hotel, you're looking for a hotel with a pool. When you're looking for a restaurant, you're not looking for a restaurant with sushi. You're looking for a great sushi restaurant. And so there's a real big difference between how we list restaurants that that are sushi restaurants or any different burrito restaurants. You can go down the list of any of these different dining options. And so what we really do is we look at the reviews and we say, does somebody mention this word? Do the number of reviews that mention the word sushi in our five bubble, is that a real delta between the number of total reviews? So let me give you an option, a cool example, I think. So a couple of years ago when we made this switch, if you look at a steakhouse, so if you look at Smith & Wolensky's in Boston, they have a sushi option. You can get sushi at Smith & Wolensky's. Sure. That doesn't mean it's a good sushi restaurant. Right. I love Smith & Wolensky's. I'll have a good steak. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's not the best sushi restaurant in Boston. And so when you look at the reviews that mention the word sushi, they have far fewer than mention the word steak. And then we look at the number of pure reviews that mention that. Well, they don't have as many as the other sushi restaurants in town. And so when we start to adjust the way we rank our restaurants based on what reviewers mention and answer questions for us, the results have been amazing. And I think if you look at TripAdvisor scale, we do this in 28 languages. We have customers in 135 countries around the world. You know, it's an amazing thing to look at each dish in each local language and each different subcategory of a restaurant and try to find out what is the best X in some sort of city.
So is there any challenges that the rise of technology and mobile usage mm-hmm. has created for restaurateurs?
I mean, I think there's a lot of challenges, to be honest. I think that you don't have to go far to be in a restaurant and see people staring down at their phones instead of talking to each other.
We hate that.
Yeah, I know. The dwell time statistics that say like people just hang out more at restaurants for a longer period of time. I think that's been interesting. You know, the Instagram culture of taking photos of your food while your food gets colder.
Yeah.
You know, that's sometimes good for us.
Those are some of the challenges.
Those are some of the challenges. I think that the next phase is going to be really exciting in mobile with location-based technologies. You know, I can foresee a vision a couple of years down the road where a patron will walk in to a restaurant and you'll know if they're a regular right away because your point-of-sale system and maybe even your Apple Watch has told you that this person likes a martini. And before the person even sits down at the bar, they'll say, this is that person's normal beverage and this person's been here six times and they're big tippers, so treat them especially nice. You know, and I can see TripAdvisor playing some sort of role in that. You know, we are doing some location tracking stuff that's just super interesting. I can see that day is coming where these social apps will start to talk to point of sale systems and in a way that makes it so that we can really start to enhance the in-restaurant dining experience.
Well, Gerard, I really want to thank you for coming in here today. It's been fascinating. I'll tell you, like the Hair Club for Men, I am a customer, and I'll share with you, our board goes away, and I'm really honored that a lot of our board members spend money out of their pockets to go away on a winter retreat somewhere warm.
Yep.
And last year, I went down to Cancun, and I used TripAdvisor to say best restaurant experiences in Cancun, and it drove me to the restaurant that we went to, and I can tell you, 61 restaurateurs had a great experience.
That makes me really happy. Yeah. I hope you had a couple of beverages, too.
We did have a couple of adult beverages along the way. Well, listen, again, Gerard Murphy from TripAdvisor, it's been great. I'm Bob Luz from the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. Again, guest host for the 5-Star Food Show here on the Radio Entertainment Network. And we're going to go to a commercial break right now. Thanks, Gerard.
Thanks, Bob.